With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadhila. The High Court judge has granted a temporary injunction to stop activist Michael Amoshelelo and 26 Namib Mills employees from illegally obstructing access to the company's premises and endangering its operations.
Judge Hanelie Prinsloo from the Windhoek High Court issued the temporary order yesterday, and it will remain valid until May 3rd for now. Namib Mills sought this order after Amoshelelo and a group of unhappy workers blocked entry to one of the company's premises in Windhoek 3 weeks ago. Angie Scholes reporting for Future Media News, Windhoek.
The Namibia Media Professionals Union has condemned the alleged assault on the 2nd of April 2024 of a female journalist by a male editor of a prominent newspaper. This comes after a case of common assault was opened by the alleged victim at the Ochomuise police station in Windhoek. NAMPU Acting Secretary General Jemima Beerkus.
As NAMPU, we want to empathetically denounce gender-based violence against journalists or any other person. It is simply inexcusable. We commend the courage of journalists who bravely speak out against this injustice despite the pervasive patriarchy. We know it's not easy. It's one of the reasons that we have struggled as a union and as activists in the industry to address issues like this is because victims are silenced and perpetrators hide behind the silence and they continue to exploit it. NAMPU also want to make it very clear to our members that we stand with them all the way. We really need to create a safe and supportive environment for journalists that stand at the forefront to fight for rights.
In a developing story from South Africa, the Pretoria Magistrates Court has granted former National Assembly Speaker Nosiviwe Mapisa Nkakula bail of 50,000 rand. The case has been postponed to June 4th and a second accused will then be added to it. State Prosecutor Becky Maniati has meanwhile confirmed that the state is not opposed to Mapisa Nkakula being released on bail.
It is common cause that the charges fall within Schedule 5 of the Criminal Procedure Act, and the onus is on the applicant to satisfy the court by adducing evidence that the interest of justice permits their release on bail.
And finally, today marks the 75th anniversary of the foundation of NATO. To mark the occasion, a ceremony was held in Brussels before foreign ministers resumed day two of their talks.
It may be 75 years since the organization was founded, but NATO claims their goals remain the same, to secure peace and freedom and to promote cooperation between countries. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that North America and Europe need one another for security. European leaders, who make up the majority of NATO members, are anxious about the future of the alliance if former President Donald Trump is re-elected in November. In response, Stoltenberg has proposed a plan to increase NATO's role in coordinating aid for Ukraine to guard against a potential decrease in support from the U.S. after the election. But the plan isn't universally popular, and behind-the-scenes discussions have already started ahead of the NATO Leader Summit in Washington, D.C. in July. Abby Thronson, Brussels.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.